Ze zijn medico. Want hij is zitten. Dat ze brood en korn die smaken.
Ja, ja, dat wijst het best even.
Ja. Of er geleefd, of er geleefd. Ook de Russen die hier horen, wie ze wacht, dat zeiden.
Ja.
Het is een bald geëten, uitgeblozen die verworven en gegessen. In Wasser, aber gefunden haben wir nicht, aber ich dachte, das war ein Miskele, aber vom Regen getrunken. Wir gehen reingerimmt mit den Daschen. Und da luften sie mal rausgegangen, der Fahrt. Doch, geschlungen.
Wie sagst du das?
Was sagst du das eigentlich?
This was the Belz Yeshiva, the Belz Beis Medrash.
This is another building too, behind this building.
Behind the building. No. Gunish. This building is Gunish.
Behind this building.
Behind this building.
I'm gonna say a few words. I want to be sure I know where we are, and then we can all say Tfilis together. Belz is it was a famous shtetl even before the I think they're really okay. Jews have been living in Belz since the 16th century, and long before the Belz dynasty began here in Belz, there were famous rabbanim in Belz, and among them was the Bach. Rabbi Yoel Sirkish, whose kever we visited in Krakow, was Rav of Belz in the 17th century. So there's a long tradition here of famous Rabbanim. That tells you, I think I mentioned elsewhere, and when you have great Rabbanim in a town, that tells you that the Balabatim knew how to judge Rabbanim. You have to give the Balabatim credit, because they hired the Rabbanim. So Belz must have been a place where they had very smart and clever Balabatim. They knew how to hire rabbis, so if they could bring the Bach here, and they did, and then bring the founder of the Belz dynasty here, they deserve all the credit. The community gets the rabbi it deserves. The founder of the dynasty is right here, the Shalom of Belz, who was born not a chassid, but after learning by a great gedolim, who were not chassidim, came under the influence of chassidus. He was a direct descendant of Rebbe Lezer Okeach. I don't know if Brianna is here or not.
I'm here.
Okay,
I'm
here. You would be interested because Rebbe Lezer Okeach is well in Amsterdam. That's right. So there's a connection between Belz and Amsterdam. anyway, direct descendant of Rebbe Lezer of Rhod, who was well of Amsterdam and ultimately settled in Eretz Israel. Direct descendant of his name is Reb Shalom Rokeach. He became the founder of the Belzer dynasty, and he learned by the greatest Talmidim of the Mezritchim Magid. Sar Shalom of Belz was learned by the Chozumi Lublin. He learned by the Kozhnitsa Magid, and on the first trip we stopped at those farm. And coming on the influence of those and many other famous Talmidim of the Mezritchim Magid, he became a chassid and one of the great leaders of chassidus. The Chozim Lublin suggested that he come to Belz and apply for the position and become Rav of Belz. He did, and he founded the Belzer dynasty. Well, very quickly, now not all the Belzer Rebbes are buried here. These are the Belzer Rebbes who died before the war. That's basically who's buried here. So Rav Shalom Belz, known as Sar Shalom, Sar Shalom, very great title, Sar Shalom of Belz. And he was born 1783 and he died in 1855 here in Belz, founder of the Belzer dynasty. He was succeeded by his son. He had five sons, if I'm not mistaken, and this was his youngest son. By his son, youngest son, and it says on the Matseva, Rabbi Yoshua of Belz, but in the Galicia, anybody, if we have any Galiciana who are here or listening will know that in Belz, nobody called them the